I didn't ever date anybody seriously until my last boyfriend, who was a homeless man in the Caribbean.
You dated a homeless guy?
Yeah, there was this guy I met that was literally sleeping in tents on the sand, and I was like, that's just what people do in the Caribbean. That's awesome. And I brought it. He told me that he loved me and he wanted to move to Chicago for me, and I let him.
And when the bunny calls,
yeah,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Gareth, and Vicky.
Yeah! We're not running from the bunny! Did he even say that?
Yes.
It did,
every
day
I'm like, how does this thing work? You think after a year and 4 months, I would have a clue how the equipment that hasn't changed in front of me worked. But oh no. Oh no.
Sam, your dumbness knows no bounds.
That's so true. I am always shocked by my retardness. Welcome. It's the Naughty Show here on Playboy Radio, 7th Heaven. As you know, our show is always available for download on All Things Comedy and Stitcher and other awesome stuff. Big shows, big week, big announcements. Things are amazing. We got a great show for you. We have a good friend of ours who's moving and shaking, Natasha Pearl Henson. She's going to be coming on. And then we got Dan Gurley, who's going to be coming on doing a couple Canadian dirty guitar songs.
Great. Oh, yeah, the kids are in.
The kids are in.
As
it's
usual.
Now Hour of Power. But you know what time it is.
No, 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 no.
Date
no.
of the game.
No, 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 no. It's sad now.
Garrett, date's out the gates. Where are you going to be?
All right, Sam. Tonight, if you're listening live,
There are a lot.
Listen, all the people who are listening live in the Los Angeles area, I will be at the Three of Clubs doing stand-up comedy at 8 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow night at 10 p.m. I'll be at Flappers. This weekend I will be at the La Jolla Comedy Store.
Woo!
And on the 15th I'll be at Largo with Patton Oswalt and friends.
Wow. Woo!
Moving Thank on you. Up.
Thank you, everybody.
To the top.
Well,
big week.
Right below the middle, I think, is where I'm at.
Big week, a lot of fun stuff.
Whoa, cute little radio voice. What's happening over there?
It's just Sam being Sam.
This weekend. That happened, huh?
I'm going to be in Vegas doing a couple fun stuff. I might stop by the Dirty at 12:30. We'll see.
Great show.
And, you know, going out there to negotiate, doing my own show out there. I'm committed to it. What I want to do is get it, when I'm not on the road, I want to be in Vegas doing a show.
Yep.
Like, I love doing the weekends in L.A., but I just want to go out there and start working
There's
on another
something prompt. About drying out your nostrils in a Vegas hotel that's appealing.
If it's the right hotel.
Yeah.
You know, there's some hotels that are worse than others. I'm not going to say, like, where the bad ones are, but there's this one where every time I stay there, I get sick. I get sick out the gate. The air is shit.
It's like dates out the gate, but sick.
Sick out the
Yeah, it's shots. Sick out the gate. Yeah.
Sick out the, yeah.
What?
Yeah. So,
We'll spitball it off air.
And then 2 weeks I'm going to be in Florida. I'm just waiting for the final numbers being crunched on that, but I should be out there at a very special casino. I will be tweeting that out.
Oh,
very
I know where you're going to be.
Very excited. And Vicky, any dates? Any gates?
Tonight, actually, I'm going to be in my house in Simi Valley editing this episode you're listening to.
Oh, cool.
It would have already happened, I guess, if you're listening on iTunes.
True.
And I think in 2 weeks I have a friend's birthday bowling party to attend, if you want to stop by there.
Oh
that's
shit.
Great. I love to bowl.
How many
And I love friends.
How many games you bowling?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, at least two. I don't want to say how I'm going to do, because
well,
I want it to be a surprise if anybody shows
it,
up.
Please.
Let us know when you're ready for games out the gate.
Yeah, okay. Games out the
I'll
gates.
I'll be tweeting the results of
Dates
those
out games.
The
game, you'd rather
Yeah.
That?
I think we should live tweet everything.
Lie tweet? You mean fake
yeah,
it?
Yeah, fake tweet.
Be like, we're in San Luis Obispo, but we're really just in Burbank.
Ah! Lot of fun stuff. Lot of fun
oh,
stuff.
We
just did our final. We did the last weekend's LA Podfest.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Let's walk through this.
Let's walk through it.
Should we start off with controversy or did stuff?
Oh. I think let's start off with the general.
Okay, go.
Podfest happened in Beverly Hills. Oh, let's go back to
It's like it was Friday.
And all these podcasts were there. We performed on Friday. We were in between. Eddie Ift went in front of us, and the Crab Feast was in the other room. And then after us was Death Squad. At the same time as us was Aisha Tyler, whose guest was Marc Maron.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy. Who followed us in that room, by the way?
Death Squad, didn't they?
No, in our room.
Oh, they weren't in the same room?
No, they were in the big room.
Oh, I don't know who was in our room.
I don't know. It was like some panel. It was just interesting. They're very nice. They're very funny, but they had just a different speed.
Yeah.
It was just dudes talking.
Well, in our show, we had a massive black dildo, and I mean massive.
It was 14.5 inches of thunder.
Yeah.
This is a really, for those of you listening, it was a really big cock.
Yeah.
Huge.
Like a big, thanks for, you know, the fact you put that out,
you gotta
really
paint
cleans
the picture.
It all up.
You got to paint the picture.
Really?
So
yeah.
If you guys are picturing like a small human cock, picture picture like if you cut an anaconda in half. Cock.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
An arm.
Yeah. What you think Shaquille O'Neal's dick should be?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Exactly.
Just 14 inches, all veiny.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. When our show, I literally thought our show was going to be empty.
I did too. And it wasn't at all.
Because we were up against Aisha Tyler, who had Marc Maron. And Aisha is from my favorite TV show. She does Archer. She's on Archer.
Oh.
And then Marc Maron is like, what would you say, top three, four in podcasting?
Yes, I would say probably top three.
Top three, for sure.
You know,
sure,
it goes
yeah.
Rogan, Carolla.
Yeah.
Ben
the big
Maron.
Ones.
Yeah.
You know, he's right in there.
Oh, he's in there, baby.
You know, so, I mean, all those guys came together in this right thing. And our show started off with, like, what, 10 people in the room?
No.
There what would you say?
10 people in the room. There was at least 20 or 30 people.
What would you say? 20?
Including the cock, there were 32 people.
Right.
The show started with about 30 people.
That room was bigger. If there was 10 people, it would have been like, should we even do it? Honestly,
and then,
there's a lot.
Like, every show I ever do.
Here we go.
It just starts filling up.
Yeah.
So by the end of the
show. What we call Sam-mentum.
Yeah. You're so good, dude. Sam-mentum picks up. And by the end of the room, the middle's packed. And the side of the room, the right side of the room, packed.
Yeah.
Now, the other side is Coleman. And
yeah.
A couple chicks.
Those are all my friends. Both. They're like middle-aged women from like the Midwest that come to every festival.
Yes.
They
very
came to see us.
Nice people. Very nice.
They seem to love the opening dance. Lenny took some pictures of the opening dance, and you could see their face in the
what
background.
What were their faces? Explain what happened.
Complete indifference. Just like they're looking at something. They're not appalled, but they're not aroused.
Why do you think that?
They're clearly just
looking
at it.
What were they watching?
They were watching Erica Snapp do a striptease.
Erica
Holland.
Holland comes up in this gorgeous little, like...
Kimono.
Yeah.
And she takes it off, and she's in bra and panties.
Yep.
And she's tied up like S&M dominatrix style.
She's got nylon ropes all over. And the kids should not be knowing about this.
The kids love it.
That
if there's anything
happening.
The kids love,
they
is
should
a
really,
hot ass.
But it's time to maybe tighten the reins here. They're everywhere, and they should not be in here. Right
she
now.
Had one of the best. She, I mean, phenomenally gorgeous ass, doing a great thing. And I think that helped kick off our show, right? Not just in the room, but I felt like I got told like over 500 people were watching us live stream, which I think is pretty
it's
sweet.
It's amazing.
And then your friends might have been indifferent because she's really hot.
Oh, but they loved the show.
Yeah.
They loved the show as a whole. It's just funny to see their actual facial expression while that part was happening, where it's like, yeah, we're looking at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure in the Midwest they don't get a smoking hot chick tied up bondage grinding on stage.
Well, one of the women the first year had come up to me, my friend Susan, and was like, you know, when we had Caden Cross on, and she was like, you know, I never saw a real porn star before. She's beautiful.
A real porn star. Seen a lot of fake ones.
I've never seen any woman who gets paid the fuck on camera.
Yeah. It is. You get starstruck.
I just be amateurs who do it for the love of
porn
the game.
Porn starstruck. It happens.
Porn starstruck.
Yeah, you're like, we've met each other. You're like, no, I've met you.
Now, I have to be honest with you. At the beginning of our show.
Talk to me, Sam. You're in the pocket. The show's happening. Things are happening.
We were deep. We were deep.
So we're down. We're down in the count.
I felt like we were starting in the hole.
Okay.
Because Eddie F's show had gone off insanely for me and what I enjoy, well.
Yes.
For other people, it might have been a freak show.
Yes. You've made it very clear that Eddie Ift is the Drago if we're Rocky. Yes.
Yes. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. Because I like Eddie,
that. It's a healthy competition. They were buds at the end. There was a respect.
Yeah, there was a respect.
Gorbachev gave it up.
He made us work. What basically happened was Jason
Auer.
From Talking Shit, mm-hmm. He's a lot like Vicky. She likes to cruise Craigslist looking at dick pics.
Oh, okay.
And he openly admits that he loves looking at dick pics. And he openly admits that he pretty much likes trannies.
See, I didn't know this.
So we brought on this, and I wanted to do a big dating
thing. Kids should not know that. Go ahead. Sorry.
Have you seen the kids? They're all like
just masturbating and hitting each other. We've done a bad job with that.
What are you talking about? People are fucking at school now. Yeah. Girls show up with different lipsticks on, letting them know who they want to blow during recess.
I feel like that's something adults have. Whoa. That's fine. That's just a regular plane. It'll land. fuck!
God.
God damn it. I'm going to keep going, whatever.
Okay. So she walks up, and she's really fun. Now, we've had a lot of adult film stars on our shows before, and we know that, you know, sometimes they're really playful, and sometimes... Gotta pay me to be crazy. Vanity was playful right out the gate. She whips her boobs out.
Now, who's Vanity? You should explain.
She's a transsexual porn star. Okay. She said tranny porn star. She said it. That was addressed in the whole thing. But she comes
in. But that's
in,
like the N-word. She can
use
it.
She looks like Tara Patrick with a dick.
Wow.
Okay.
Not built like the Pat dick. Yeah. Not as big a chichis. But
Chi-Chi's means tits for those of you who are listening.
Yeah, but definitely
it's not a restaurant that
was
the
tranny version of Tara Patrick.
Right. Okay.
So she gets up and Jason's really in. She starts grinding. They start making out, and then at one point she just starts going naked helicopters, which is she whips her dick out and starts doing lassoing. Yeah,
she's not piloting a helicopter with nothing on.
Well, maybe she's flying that fucking plane into a building.
God rest her soul then, because she did not make it. That was a hard and vicious crash.
So she did that, and everybody's freaking out. And he had put up like four comics with him that I felt were like really fast. I'm going to include myself in that. But like, who did he put up? He put up Chris Wilde. Guy we're going to have in the second hour, very funny comic out of New York, Joe Pirano, and then himself. And it was like, bam, 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 bam. Like
high octane.
It was just fast. Everyone was riffing on it. Hotel security shows up.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
And that's how you know your podcast is, yes.
I state no laws have been broken.
What?
There is no laws broken. You can't whip your dick out in public walking down the street.
Oh, it was okay. About the dick.
And you can't whip your dick out where there's liquor license.
Right.
That's just indecency.
Right. Did you know these laws going
into this? Of course I do. I do a naughty show. Right. I know the rules of the game.
It's
the rules of the game.
But they have to have a liquor license, right? I mean, they were selling
alcohol.
Not in that room.
Because it was like a banquet room, I guess.
Right. Technically, you say it's like your hotel room.
Sure. Yeah.
So she whipped.
So you're allowed to have a tranny helicopter in your hotel room.
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
Of course you are. It's America, goddammit.
So it killed. So I fell out the gate that we had to follow a really great show. It's like the classic Rolling Stones had to follow Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, a lot of people say it's a lot like Rocky IV.
Okay, we'll go with your.
No, I'm just saying I've heard that there's like a groundswell movement behind comparing it to that. I've just read online.
So we went up and it went really well. I thought it started a little slow just because I was like, what the fuck are we doing? And then it went really well. But there was some controversy.
It sounds like there's controversy about the sound effect. Okay, there we go.
Controversy.
Okay.
Vicky thought I was on drugs.
Can I just say before we start, this is a great conversation. I'm excited for it. Go ahead.
And we'll bring in our guest. She thought I was on drugs.
Yes.
She thought I was tweaking or doing cocaine. And I've told her, and I swear on my mom, if I'm swearing on my mom, I'm telling the truth. I did not do drugs that night. The drugs I did do, and this is the truth, I took a Hot Rod 5000, which is a boner pill. And then they were giving away free samples of, like, diet pills, so sure. I popped that too.
You want it? Well, because those are different effects.
Yeah,
so you may as well really ramp
so
it up.
I wanted to
make
lose
that
weight
fucking
with
aorta
rock hard
pump.
Dick.
Yeah.
And I was rock hard. And it's amazing how many females go, yeah, I took a boner pill, and they just grab your dick to see how hard it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what did they find?
Hard, rock hard dick.
Rock hard dick.
Yeah, what they were looking for.
You know what I didn't find on Google? Anything that would say boner pills would do any effects to your jaw, your chin, the way your mouth moves.
Yeah, because I was on a the boner pill is a dietary.
Did you snort the boner pill?
No.
That's okay. A great question.
All right, keep going.
I did not snort it.
Continue.
I did not snort it. So I'm just telling you, it wasn't what you thought it was.
And Vicky, your summation?
I respectfully disagree.
Great.
If I may.
I'm telling you to your face, I did not do drugs.
Okay.
I would tell you. That's a goddamn truth.
Okay.
Do you want to go to the place I bought the boner pill
kinda.
At? Okay. Should we make that a thing? We'll go there. I'll go. Can you pull off the receipts of me buying a boner pill? And I'll ask the guy.
Wait. You bought it?
Yeah.
Because yesterday you told me they were giving away samples of
it. No, they gave away the dietary pill.
Okay.
That he also doubled down on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they sell that at a vitamin store?
Yes.
Boner pills?
Yes.
I really don't know. But.
Okay.
Great. Well, guys, I look forward to the field trip and the closure.
That's going to be great.
That'll be fun.
But the show went off without hitch.
I think it's time for some breaking news, Sam. Breaking news, Sam and Vicky to take a field trip to a health food store to talk about boner pills. More at 1:45 a.m.
Well, that was fun. And we'll get into some more stuff on the fest in the next hour. We got some Mark Maron gave me a shout out. Well, the Comedy Film Nerds became the Comedy Film Nerd. And Vicky lied to me about a ranking system. We'll get into all of that. That I fucking freaked out about. And then
it was beautiful.
I started texting everybody to help me win this ranking system. And there was no ranking system. Fool me once.
Yeah, that's plenty.
But enough of that.
That'll
enough
do.
Of the history. Let's get into the future. Very excited to have this young lady on. She's a friend of mine. She's a very funny comic. She was supposed to do a show like a couple times. And just weird shit always popped up.
Yeah.
That we couldn't do the show. And after a while, she would just must have thought I was an asshole and I was just unbooking her.
So bad.
And Vicky and I would always be like, Natasha has to think
he's
we're
like,
just
I'm going away
assholes.
This week. Like, we're supposed to have Natasha on. I'm just going to think we hate her.
Please welcome to the stage a very funny comic, good friend, Natasha Pearl Henson, everybody.
Yay. Hello.
What is your Twitter handle?
It's at NPH Comedy.
NPH Comedy.
At NPH Comedy.
She has a movie coming out in 2015, Fractured. Now, did you produce this movie yourself?
I am, yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I started a production company like almost 2 years ago with my producing partner, who is an amazing screenwriter, director, up and coming. And we have this film, two other films in pre-production, and a TV series we're trying to shop, and a web series that we're starting like in a week.
Jesus.
So just a bunch of stuff keeping me nice and busy.
Well, the thing about you is that we've worked together some stuff, but I've always told people that if I have a daughter, I will always tell her, write your own projects. Because if you let other people write you a project, they will write you as whore.
Yeah.
Hooker. Stripper.
That's what I've gotten.
Chick who fucks everybody.
I got booked as that a lot when I first moved to LA. I would get all these calls for different things, like people's web series. They'd be like, you're going to play the girl that's a stripper, or you're going to play the drunk girl that just got naked at a party, but she has her clothes on now, but you can still see her nipples, and she's still not fully dressed.
How about that time you played?
That's a long character name.
Yeah, it's a very
a lot
good
of
description.
Depth.
It
also.
Is. You know, I really got into that one.
Yeah.
Got to practice.
So
that.
You started writing your own stuff, because I wrote you a really great scene. You did one of my Naughty Show videos.
Did.
Called Sticky Fingers Donkey Show.
Yep.
And you you played one of the chicks who was in the donkey show.
Jumped up and down in my skivvies, yeah.
You?
So that was
sure
what
did.
Basically Sam was offering you these parts we were talking about that made you start your own production company.
Right. Yeah, I did that.
You and Jaden Cole worked together. It was two of the greatest asses I've ever seen. Now, listen, if I say you have a great ass.
Oh, yeah. nice double entendre there.
Yeah. This is
that. You little
devil. I get it.
Now, if I say you have a great ass, Like, as a woman, compliment, not compliment.
Absolutely a compliment.
As a female comic, compliment, not compliment.
Okay, so if I'm coming onto the stage and the thing that you comment on is my ass and not all the credits I just gave you, okay, you're a dick. That happens to me all the time. But I deal with that. But I don't. I'm not offended by having a great ass. I mean, I work out so that I have a great ass. So if somebody compliments you on something that you work towards, you shouldn't be offended by it.
Right. It's totally weird. Cute. When I introduce a female comedian, the last thing I say about her is that she's a female. I try to introduce her as in funny comic, done this.
You're going to love this next guy.
No,
you don't. You just
I try to give them an intro that isn't
love
like,
this next guy.
Yeah.
It isn't like patty cakes. Oh, here's a girl on stage. I try to give them a really super intro. And then at the end, I'm like, very funny lady, please welcome. And bring them up on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And some people like that. Some people don't.
I just had to write an article about this for a women's website because people always assume that you're a female comic. You're really into feminism. I understand feminism has so many different like ramifications as far as what it means to people. I just don't consider myself a feminist. Like, I think that
so
men
like we could rape
better.
You and you're cool with that.
Okay, rape is a. I think that's just a really inappropriate.
But
thing
you
to
let
do.
Him say you had a great ass. You allowed him to say you had a great ass. I think you know.
Right.
You know where this
it's
was leading.
And next
slope.
Comes rape.
And
no,
you've heard it a million times.
I just think that you know women and men attack comedy differently, and we're supposed to.
Yeah, so. No, I totally understand that. You know, feminism is a very interesting thing because there's a point of it that's somewhat delusional that thinks that women shouldn't ever use their looks to get ahead. And I think that only comes from women who can't use their looks.
Exactly.
They want to create a world. I mean, because, you know, women always like, you know, we should be treated like men. And I want to be honest with you, you don't want to get treated just like guys. Because I tried to get on the Corolla show. And they're like, we have enough guys on our show. We have enough white guys on the show.
No, there's a lot of advantages. The last thing I would want to be, and I always say this, and no offense to either of you, but the last thing I would want to be in comedy is a white dude.
Yeah.
Get the car.
It's the hardest thing to do is be a white guy in comedy.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because everybody's a white dude. I mean, not everybody, but,
you
know.
Let me ask you something.
Numbers.
I've said this before. No, there's just tons of them.
Yeah.
And for the most part, the guys who you go, I don't know why they haven't blown up for, 99% of them are white guys.
Oh, yeah.
And Ian Edwards. That's it. Those are the two.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. You're like, why isn't that guy blown up? It's always a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Ian Edwards. It's Ian Edwards. You're like, but Ian Edwards is like.
I love Ian.
He's the best.
Oh, I love
I don't
him.
Know why his management, they've pushed him into writing.
Yeah.
And maybe he's going to be like Louis C.K. that. Where it eventually becomes like he's writing on everything.
Well,
and
Tina
eventually
Fey started that way. I mean, a lot of great people start that way. It's just I feel like it's an age thing. If you're young enough, I feel like people push you towards acting and they try to make you go take classes. And if you're getting up there, and not to say up there, I'm going to be 30 and I'm kind of shitting my pants about it because I'm a woman in Hollywood. You know, I'm like,
well,
I'm
I'll tell
gonna
you this. And as a guy who's a long way from 30,
yeah, you're
and
what,
maybe
22?
There's this whole
the
thing, guys are like,
yeah, he's 22. Sam's 9 years old and very good for 9.
I think that if your whole thing is your looks, then you should be worried about 30.
Right, and it's not.
You
it's
have
not.
To, if you build a base where your looks are just a bonus to what you do, mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about your age.
Well, and that's what I always, I didn't move to LA when I was young. I was 26. I wasn't 21 and trying to be on the CW. I mean, that wasn't ever my goal. So I think it's okay. I think once you hit 30, you kind of, especially as a comedian, in my 20s, you can be funny, but you just don't really have enough experience in life in general to know what your voice is. And I feel like I'm growing into that now. And so
Greg Wilson, I had him come to a show I did at John Lovitz, and I had this opener that I met in in San Diego named Taylor Tomlinson, and she's very funny, and she's 20.
Wow.
And she went up, and like her crowd work is advanced beyond her years. And her premises are 20-year-old premises, but they're constructed like a very, very like seasoned comic. And I had him watch him, and he said something to me that really made sense to me. He goes, She's great, dude. I'm not taking anything away from her. And she is great. I call her the future. But he said that this is the first generation that's growing up with being able to watch stand-up comedy on YouTube all the time. And they could watch it, and you start to mimic what you see. It's kind of like when we were talking about going on the road, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
You know, I ended up trying to be like Steve Byrne. You know, that was the style that you thought was the style you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I've seen people do that with Carlos Mencia, with Joe Rogan.
You mean the people go on the road with Mencia and start stealing other comics' jokes?
Yes, right. And but his style of
style of stealing jokes.
I'm not
going to
say the comics, but there's some guys that go, that's Mencia.
Right.
And so, but now these kids are just watching, so they learn the style, the mimic, the retorts, and all that stuff. But their premises are still 20-year. You know, I went to Taco Bell.
Well, everything's just different now. I mean, I didn't come from. I'm like that last generation
Mohegan?
Gap where I'm the last of the Mohicans. I'm the last samurai.
Yeah.
I didn't have cell phones in high school. Like I was that last generation to kind of transition over into what we have now, what we have at our fingertips, you know, with YouTube and Twitter, and people can Vine. You can become famous on Vine. That's insane to me. You can get famous for entertaining somebody for 15 seconds.
It's a shame.
And they give these people opportunities to get TV shows, and you're like, you've only entertained somebody for 15 seconds. Yeah. You expect them to entertain somebody
for
30 minutes
for
in
Vine?
The arc of a season?
Yeah.
Right. Like, no.
Well, they haven't gone anywhere. And we've
And
I don't want to get too much into that because I want to talk more about you. But it's like a lot of those Vine celebrities are like, their followers are 13-year-old girls, and they're sexualizing to 13-year-old girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like these Jenna Marbles and all them, their whole thing's about hooking up and dating and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, 13-year-old girls, and I understand that 13-year-old girls are entering that dating stuff, but like you have grown women going, oh yeah, I'm hooking up with that guy. Oh my god, I hooked up with that guy. It's like you're talking to children like that, man.
Yeah. Yep. I know. It's scary.
And it's okay because it's a Vine, and it's just a weird Vine celebrities are now the new boy band.
Yes.
And we were talking about how we live in, I don't know if it was you I talked to, we live in a
better
13-year-old than. Girl economy.
No, and I met this asshole kid the other day that was like, you don't know who I am? I'm like, no, I don't know who the fuck you are. You're 13 and you're not going to be relevant in two more years.
No, it is true. Yeah. And that's why they can't jump anywhere because 13-year-old girls don't give a fuck because they're going to follow you and then they're going to learn about dick and then you're done and
exactly.
Now they're on to their phases.
Mm-hmm.
Black guys, lesbians, rock stars. They don't give a shit about Jenna Marbles. It's like it's so fleeting because those girls don't care.
Mm-hmm.
One second they're like cute, fashion. Next thing he's like cock zombie crazy.
Right.
Yeah. Now, are you dirty in your set? You clean? You dirty? What do you do?
I used to be a lot more dirty. I think my sense of humor has always been very guy. I grew up around guys. I had a lot of guy friends. I don't have any siblings, so all of my best friends had older brothers. And
oh, you're single?
Yeah,
child?
I'm an only. So I used to be a lot more dirty. I'd still say that I think along the lines of dirty, but I'm a more mature version of that.
Right.
So I write a lot different now. I write a lot more about relationships and not just dating, you know, with people, with humans that you're surrounded
Are
by.
Are you storytelling at all?
I'm starting to.
Dude, if I could go back in time and tell myself anything, I would say, don't move to Los Angeles. No, I would be like,
Don't do coke at Podfest.
Yeah. Don't ever let Vicky know what you look like on cocaine.
No more wiener pills.
Always on coke.
Yeah, no more of your dietary wiener pills. My cock's on a diet. Trying to lose a couple inches.
I know you guys don't believe me. It's true. I would have told myself a long time ago, start telling stories.
It's a huge thing. I'm about to go hit a couple festivals, and that's what I've been working on because my family's so... Everyone.
You're half black, half white, right?
Right. My family is so
diverse.
You are
the whitest of the half blacks.
I am. No, I am. But except for my grandpa, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday, Grandpa.
Happy birthday. He's probably listening.
Thanks for listening, Grandpa.
He's a white black man with red hair.
Like he's a Blake Griffin?
He's a that. Yes. So that's kind of what my genes are.
Would that be weird to hook up with Blake Griffin? You're like, oh, I'm hooking up with Grandpa.
It would just be weird because he's tall. Yeah. You wouldn't have to go anywhere. Your face would just already be where it belongs. You just.
Jimmy Schubert had the funniest joke ever. And you ever see someone do a joke and you're like, why didn't I effing think of that?
Every day.
Yeah, clean up the language.
He was doing a joke about how he's getting married, how he's like proposing to women, how you get on your knees and you basically talk to her pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, I love you. I want to marry you. I don't know why you're with this asshole. But, you know, and it murders. And you're like, oh, man, why didn't I fuck
you? It was right in front of us all the whole time.
Right? Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, man.
Too bad.
It's such a great... So you are telling stories.
Yeah, I'm starting to tell a lot more stories. I'm just trying to get to a point where I feel like I have something unique to say. You know, I feel like I've always had a unique point of view, but something unique to say that's different from everybody else's. And, you know, I'm writing my sitcom, and so I need to focus on making that relatable in my stand-up so people are like...
Are you married?
No.
Engaged?
Been with the same man for 3 years, so...
So
maybe,
you're pretty serious into this.
Yeah.
You're very serious into this. So, do you get hit on by a lot of guys while you're performing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And who's the creepiest dude to hit on you?
Oh, man. You mean comics? Or
either one.
Can I call somebody out now?
We'll start just in general, then we'll get into comics.
There's right. so many.
And you're not allowed to use Pauly Shore. Pauly Shore is kind of like when you do Wheel of Fortune. They go, we'll give you R, K, Q. It's like, those are the
R, K, and Q. Right. So R's up there.
He's hit on me like.
R-S-T-L-N-E.
Yes.
Pauly Shore doesn't even know where he is most of the time, right. So it's like irrelevant.
No, he's a great guy.
He's so just, nice. But
he's just notorious for just hitting on everything.
It doesn't creep me out, though. Like, certain people do it, and you're like, they just do that. It doesn't creep me out.
What is the creepiest thing guys have done?
You know what? Luckily, I've been blessed with good club owners. I haven't had any weird club owner stories. I actually don't really have that many bad stories about creeping.
No guys from the audience be like, hey, man, great set. Let me eat your butt.
People have followed me.
It's pretty bold.
I was performing in Vancouver, and it was like, it was in January, and it was Iceland.
Oh, man.
And I was leaving the club, and this group of drunk men like pulled me into this bar, and I didn't want to drink because I didn't know where I was, and I was like, if I drink, I'm just something terrible is going to happen. It's cold. I'm going to freeze to death in an alley.
Right.
And these guys were like trying to force shots down my throat, and then I just was like fake taking them and handing them back to the bartender. You know, I know when to get wasted, and it's not in that situation.
Not by yourself.
So, oh my god.
I understand a free gift is nice, but. You can turn it
down. I mean, you have to work. I mean, like, here's the truth. I've done the road. I've been roofied, I think, twice.
It's just,
I know for one for sure.
Greatest.
Yeah.
But this was back when I used to party.
By women?
By, like, I'll rack the crowd.
And then they give you a boner pill, and then they're like, it's okay.
And sometimes they're like, hey.
Put a 5-hour energy in his drink. Watch his jaw twitch.
All right, dude.
No,
yes,
I'm
call
kidding.
Me a liar all you want.
I'm not. I believe you.
Of all the weird shit I talked about.
Sam, I'm making a joke. It's a joke,
you
I promise.
You can't joke, but she still doesn't believe me.
I don't.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
They always are.
But you have to worry about that because, like, once in Cleveland and I think once in Alaska.
Yeah.
Oh, these kids were losing so many people in these plane flights. Once in Alaska, I had lost... I was doing blow with these people, but I was, like, getting sleepy at the same time. So I'm like, either this is the worst coke
is
ever.
Is this just actual snow?
Yeah. And it's so
why is it so cold?
Yeah.
I don't feel good, but I'm so hydrated.
Yeah. But I'm like, it's so weird. I've never done rails and then just wanted to go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And I'm like, I think I got roofied. And, like, the roofie is battling the cocaine for my fucking
wait,
sensibilities.
Wait, did you just come up with that theory?
No, I did. I came up with that in Alaska.
Right. But the idea is that you don't think maybe it was just shitty coke.
No.
No, even shitty coke doesn't do that.
Yeah. I mean, you could
or
tell.
Or maybe, like, what you were snorting was not at all coke.
No, I would have known that.
So
and the people I got from were
I think it was
like
just laced with something.
Good people.
Oh man!
All right.
I got roofied once, but it was in college, and luckily I was there. I was at a bar that I worked at, and I was just off that night. So everyone was like, "Whoa, Natasha's had a beer and she's shit faced. That's not normal." And they just sent me home, so it was fine.
Fuck.
Worked out. All's well that ends well.
Real quick, before we bring in our next guest too. You're half black, you're half white. What's the order? Your dad is black.
I'm not half. I'm a quarter.
Quarter
my
black?
My mother is a halfsie. Mm-hmm.
So
She's Sicilian and black.
So pretty soon the black will be gone. Your boyfriend's white. You're just going to... So you're gentrifying your vagina.
I am. Yeah, I guess so. But I'm also going to be dropping the Hansen name at some point, which removes my Danish, too. So I guess... It all just ends at one point, right?
Yeah, it's all
comes so sad.
Yeah.
It does. It really everything great comes to an end eventually.
There'll be a coda.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of guys do you date?
Before now, I had a bad track record. I didn't really
Hold on, a chick has a bad track record with men?
I didn't ever date anybody seriously until my last boyfriend, who was a homeless man in the Caribbean.
You dated a homeless guy?
Yeah, and that's in my stand-up set.
Wow.
But I went.
Was he just a magic dick?
Went
Is that
to the
what
Caribbean.
It was?
I went to the Caribbean with my Mexican best girlfriend and my gay best guy friend. So it was like this.
Who got more
deadly
dick?
Combo?
Wow.
And he did. And
what were the sounds of that coming through his room?
Oh, we had two different rooms that were like through the jungle together. We were staying at this really cheap resort. So we had to like walk through the jungle to find each other's rooms. And there was this guy I met that was literally sleeping in tents on the sand. And I was like, that's just what people do in the Caribbean. That's awesome. And I brought he told me that he loved me and he wanted to move to Chicago for me. And I let him. And it
the
was
guy
God.
Moved to Chicago?
Yes, and we dated for a year and a half, and I paid all
Did
of our bills.
Did he ever get a place?
Wow.
While I was up and coming
yeah,
with
place.
My comedy. It was just a fucking
so
disaster.
So he wow. just had magical dick. I mean, this
no,
thing just
no, he
hit
didn't
you
have
in a special
magical,
place.
Great tent.
You know what it was? And this speaks to all women out there. It was the idea of having this awesome fucking story of how we met. Oh, yeah, I found this guy in the Caribbean, and he didn't have a job, and I saved him. Like, it was my Knight in Shining Armor story reversed, you know?
Yeah. Now he's in
women
Chicago without a job.
Guys.
Right. Yeah, now I don't know what he's
it's
doing.
It's a year and a half later, and I'm still saving
no,
him.
No, this was like 5 years ago now.
Okay, we'll get into that right now. So you're almost famous. You got your movie coming out. It's going to be out very soon.
Nice.
Things are going to be huge. Who do you want to get back at? Who fucked you over back
God.
In the day? You're like, time to put on some shit kickers and kick some shit.
I am not a necessarily vindictive person, but it would be my best friend, ex-best friend Jessica, who's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
Why?
Jessica, suck
yeah.
it.
Jessica, we Asshole. Just lost a listener. Why is Jessica such a bitch?
I moved her here from, her father passed away, and I moved her from Chicago to Los Angeles, and I gave her my apartment. I paid her rent for 4 months. I paid her utilities for 6 months.
Why?
I
Hold on.
Furnished
this seems
her
like
place.
A theme for you. Did
yeah,
she
I like to
great
take
snatch?
Care of people. I just am nice to people and get taken advantage of. And she owed me all this money, needless to say. And I was like, whatever. In a couple years, when you have some money, you can give it back to me. And then she got fake boobs and she already had double D's. And I just was like, you
so
are an
she
asshole.
Got, like, triple K's now?
I don't know.
Is that why you hate her? The black part of you hates
so
her?
So big already that it's like it was an unnecessary yeah. decision.
Right.
Can I get her number? I want to talk to her.
Yeah.
About her life choices.
Yes.
Help her through this. And understand where she wronged you.
Yeah,
how great
she
would
was
that be if we got
me.
Like Jason Rouse who's sitting behind you to get
yeah.
her pregnant? That we'll show her.
I would love that.
We'll show her, but she's probably already got yards of black dick. I mean,
so
those tits that
dick.
Big,
mm-hmm.
shit's gonna get bad.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's gonna get bad. Well, you're awesome. Please stay. We'll I think you're hilarious. I'm glad we finally got you on the show.
Yeah, me too.
And Yay. We're gonna stay through for the rest of the show. You and we're gonna. I'm just happy. Where can they see you next? What's your dates out of the gate?
So I am going to the Big Sky Comedy Festival in Montana next week.
Bam!
And then after that, I'm in New York at the She Devil Comedy Festival, and then playing at the Laughing Devil after that. So I'm pretty much gone for October.
Oh, look
and then
at
I'm
you.
Back.
You're a hustler. I love
try.
That you hustle.
I
think that's so respectful, man.
Thank you.
And I think that's the only way to do it. And the fact you made your own movie is awesome. I'm glad we could get you on the
Appreciate
show.
Appreciate that.
You're awesome. Natasha Pearl Hansen, everybody. Now also joining us is with us, as always, one of Naughty Show favorites, Jason Rouse is here with us.
Hey, Sammy.
Jason. We always love, Jason always hits me up with, hey, I got a buddy in town. Can he come on your show? Which is always a fun thing because last time
was fucking insane.
It was
oh,
a
yeah.
good time.
Oh, my God.
I had two people stop me on the way in on staff say, no drunks.
Yeah.
No drunks.
I said that to you, too.
Yeah, and then the other
guys, Jason, if he's drunk, I don't want him coming on the show. Because last time he wanted to fight Rick because Rick was doing too many burping sound effects.
That's right.
And he did show his asshole, right? Yes. Am I mistaken?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was wearing roller skates. No one mentioned that.
What was his name?
Terror.
Terror came on.
Terror showed his asshole. That's not surprising.
Yeah,
while he was roller skating.
Joe's asshole.
It was an eyeful.
And then someone got a lap dance from his friend's stripper girlfriend.
Yeah.
Was that you, Garrett?
Yeah, I think I did. Yes. Yeah.
The guy brings his girlfriend.
Don't you wish you had a boner pill that time?
No, maybe just some roller skates.
Okay.
You like a little downhill before you hit it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Get a speeding start. Go, Gareth Cock.
Bend your knees, Gareth. Yeah. Bend your knees. You're going
to
miss the brakes.
Go, Gareth Cock. So you called me up. You got a good friend of ours, a good friend of yours. He's in town. He's out from Vancouver. He just did the San Francisco Comedy Festival, and he's here today. Please welcome Dan Gurley.
Guyrie.
Can we turn that on real quick, Rick? Guyrie.
Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for having me. We met the improv. I think you.
Yeah, that was sick.
What was that, like a week ago?
Yeah, that was Thursday, I think.
Thursday. It was my first set there in like 6 months.
Yeah.
That was my first time there.
Dan's like, is that Sam Tripoli?
Yeah. Hey, no, he wasn't, but he came up. And it's so funny because I followed Arsenio Hall, who did the Black 10, which is 25 minutes. Nothing's better. Sorry to the quarter of you, Natasha.
No, it's fine.
Nothing's better than when a comic is running a light and he's like, what else do I want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. You're like, no, what else?
Yeah. No. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Arsenio, it's not 1985.
And they don't even have the premise on deck. They're like, what other shit should I say up
that's
here?
That's where the ego comes from.
And then they just
sliding.
Pull out their notepad and they're like, I'm just going to start here. No.
No,
and there's bombing.
You've seen what I've done now. Does anyone want to come on stage and kiss my ring?
You know? Now, Dan, can you play some songs for us?
Yeah, I can play some
songs.
Okay,
let's play one song. Hey, hand him his hand him his guitar.
Yeah.
Stage hand.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh yeah, you're a musical.
Yeah, dude. You don't fuck around.
Well, I'm a musician and a comic, so I'm just gonna rock out a song here.
Sure.
All right.
Fuck yeah.
Cool.
What's the name of the song?
This song's called How's Bout. It's a single on iTunes.
How's about you talk about the one you loved before? How's about you show me through the front door for all the world to see? And how's about you tell me about the one you plan to be? And how's about we fork all the dark shit for just a couple more weeks? 'Cause I may come back to you even though I am asking you to go. So don't go breaking your back all of my slack at your knees. And don't go doubting. Don't you doubt it. Don't you doubt it. Don't you doubt it. Don't you doubt my love. And how's about we talk about the plan to be? And how's about we forego the dark stuff for just a couple more weeks? And how's about you tell me about the wonders you could show if you didn't have to worry about my soul? To go. So we'll go breaking your back over all of my stuff.
as I let you show me through the front door in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Woo.
Oh, my. Yeah. Man,
I'm
you can really sing.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
That's very professional.
Thanks, man.
That's a great voice.
My mom hates my voice.
Why?
Really? I don't know, man. She just hates it. She's like, stop singing.
Who's your mom like?
She likes Bublé and like Josh Groban, that voice nerd.
Those guys.
Those guys.
Thanks
the
a lot.
Panty droppers?
Yeah, man. She likes guys who, you know, make her drop her panties.
Yeah. Right. Now, that sounds
and
about
her son doesn't do that.
A girl?
Only a gunpoint.
Apparently, I'm not. Apparently, I'm not that adopted.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So, okay, you're adopted?
Yeah, shit, yeah.
Okay, let's get into it.
Oh, fuck.
We'll talk about that in 2 seconds. Right. But so, that song is about a girl who cheats on you, but you still want to hit it?
Oh, shit, yeah, man, you can't turn that down. You ever tried to turn down pussy, man? It's like a chair turning down ass.
It is weird, right?
Such a gear shift from that song to that answer.
Right.
It's like, it's such a sweetie. It's like, you gotta love pussy.
Yeah. The song's about pussy and gotch.
Right, but it's about, yeah, the love of the pussy.
Right.
It is. It's crazy. Like girls have stalking guys. And that, you know, there's this level of fear, and they I get restraining orders. Where guys have stalking chicks, you end up having sex with your stalker.
Oh shit! Yeah, how you can't turn it down? It's just impossible.
That's his answer for everything.
I'm sorry, you can't
turn it down.
I've been staying at Rouse's house all week, and he's just giving me the gears. He's like, "You gotta get over this girl, man. You gotta get over this girl."
Oh, did you get your heart broken?
Yeah, she broke up with me right before I left for the festival.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm like doing this festival. I'm all heartbroken on stage. Like,
yeah, it's hard, dude.
Oh, fuck.
I went through it. I watched Nick Youssef go through it, these other comics. It's so weird because women, and I used to have a joke about it, women aren't built for heartbreak, but they handle it so much better. They like, they get hurt, they eat a lot of ice cream, and they just pig out, and then at some point
they
they're
hang
just
with their
like,
friends, rag on dudes. Communal.
They get together as a group and sob together in a circle. Yes. Where guys just sob in the shower on one knee with piss running down their leg.
Guys just are supposed to deal with it themselves. That's
right.
The problem.
Right.
But at some point, women just like, I'm a survivor, and they just start working out, they get a new haircut, and they're just on the game. Guys, we don't get better until another woman comes and picks us up and fucking brushes us off and sends us on our way.
Yeah.
I think it's like a muse.
It's interesting. And it's like, and it's very interesting because as soon as your heart's broken, what do your friends say to you?
Oh, get over it.
Stop being a queer.
No, go out there and get more pussy.
I hated her.
Which is so funny.
Have you ever tried
You know what? I pretended to like her at that barbecue.
The worst, though, is when you get through a breakup and then you try and get with a girl with a heartbroken dick.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever tried to put a heartbroken dick in a condom?
Sounds like trying to put a regular broken
sad
dick
story.
In a
story.
Yeah.
Like, you got to talk it up? Come on, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on, champ. You get Rudy dick.
Yeah.
Come on. You can do it, buddy.
Yeah. If I had Rudy dick,
at
I'd
the
still
end of
have
it,
a girlfriend.
You just end up with two sacks? Is that what you mean?
Why? Do you think it had something to do with your dick?
No, man. I got a great dick.
How do you know?
It's like Cindy Crawford, man. That's
how do you know your dick is great?
It has a mole, yeah.
You know, we actually have a dick expert over here.
A dick expert?
Yeah.
I'm the dick expert?
Well, you look at dick pics.
Nah, I can't.
Would you raise
a coxsommier.
I can't show you my dick right now. It's like,
I don't want to make our guest uncomfortable. I'd be fine with it, but I'm being polite.
I'd be fine, too, but I don't think he's a bit shy right now. You know?
Oh, I get it. I've been stage fright, man.
He's been drinking a little coffee.
Chicks always want to come on stage and grab your junk. I'm like, my dick turtles up
hard. Is that a common
hard.
Thing that women just want to just grab?
Oh, yeah, dude. I used to do shows in Vegas. I would get up stage. Girls would be like, oh, that was a great show. And they just grab your junk and they start jiggling it. And you're like, Jesus Christ, man.
It's a cattle auction.
Yeah.
I'm a comedian. You fucking ball grabbing skanks. Wash your fucking shit covered knuckles before you go for daddy's fucking chicken skin, you pig. I'm going through a breakup.
Are you going through a breakup?
I don't know what I'm going through.
Okay. You're just Jason Rouse, legend of the game.
Menopause. It could be school shooter. I don't know what's going on. I don't even want to get into
it. What was that, Natasha? What were you about to say?
No, I was just going to say you had a very different Vegas experience than I ever did performing.
Nobody grabbed your dick?
No, I ended up actually motorboating a fat man's boobs after I got off stage in Vegas. Like,
a fat man
I had
in
the
Vegas.
Very opposite
but,
situation.
Okay, let me ask you something. What is best case scenario for a female comic after a show?
That you get to get wasted in a safe environment. That is best case scenario.
And then you just go home.
Those things don't go hand in hand.
What's, now, for a guy, what is a guy's best? Well, let's go for, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay, we'll go you at 29 years old. When you're at 40, it's a whole different thing.
Right.
At 40, it's like, I can get laid or I can get a burrito and go to bed. That's a double, either one's an equal win for me.
Yeah.
You know, so at 29.
We're basing it on stress related situations. Right. Well, how much trouble is this girl going to be before she blows me in
a public
bathroom?
You have to put it on
shit.
A silver That's, platter for yeah. a comic over yeah. 40 to want to go
yeah.
hang out. I mean, it has to be right. like, yeah, man. Yeah, it's going to happen. Just trust me. Just hang out.
For 8 hours.
Get the fuck out of this.
I feel like it's so half and half. Like some guys don't really care about
but
that
he's
at all.
29.
And
Garrett's
some that's
pretty
all
young.
They want.
I mean, I've had like I'm 10 years into the game now, and I've been through it all. I've had lineups out the door some nights, and then other nights where everybody just wants me to get the fuck out of the club. But then I've had like I picked up these hecklers one time, and I didn't know they were the hecklers,
It
was the worst. And there were two teachers, which are the arch nemesis to comedians. Ugh. I don't know if you knew this, but teachers hate comics.
Yeah.
And they drove me like an hour outside of town. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to fuck. We're going to have a threesome. And then they just fucking, like one chick was like, he needs to get out of here. He needs to get out of here. I'm like, I'm out of town. And like 2 o'clock in the morning, I wake up in the morning and the one teacher is drinking what looks like coffee. And I'm like, oh, hey, can I have a cup of that coffee? And she's like, it's beef broth.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the weird guy.
What? You're drinking fucking beef broth. You know, I think you just laid out my best case scenario after a show.
That's terrible. But like,
wake up at a teacher's house with a glass of hot beef broth. Yeah.
Makes your fucking pussy taste like roast beef dip.
Now we're coming to the end.
Oh.
It's been a great show.
I'll work on my poems.
Where are you going to be next?
Next, I'm in Niagara Falls, Ontario this weekend.
Yeah, I love Niagara Falls. I was born on the American side.
Oh, Sam cool, was born man. In the falls, yeah, right up there.
In a wine
That's
barrel.
What they call
in
my
a barrel.
Mom's
yeah,
vagina.
They sent him right over
the
in a barrel. He's in the Guinness Book.
My next album, I'm doing an album recording on the 19th of November at Yuck Yucks Toronto. And I'm actually taping it with XM Radio, so it should be on.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Hold on, let me get my cock out.
Yeah. Natasha, don't do it.
As he caresses my elbow. So
we could call it that. I was wiping my knuckle off on your shirt. I got the old wandering thumb.
Hold on, real quick before you start. This has been The Naughty Show. You guys are great. Playboy Radio. Natasha, thank you so much
of
for
course.
Coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You were
me.
Great. Dan, Jason, you guys are great. Sorry you had to jam here, and then it just it seems like, but it's been such a great show. Why don't you take us out?
All right, listen up, my baby. I got a little song to show you. It goes a little like this. You better sit down. Put your feet up. Let me rub them. Sad. And cigarettes on your daddy's bed. Sad.
Dude, if I could go back in time and tell myself anything, I would say...
Don't do coke at Podfest.